Curtain laying back here at the Tacoma Dome. We are about to get ready for the national anthem here prior to the start of this national championship game. And a very interesting scenario. Denise Williams, that's the Denise Williams, is set to sing the national anthem. She is, of course, the wife of Brad Westering, Frosty's son. So Frosty's daughter-in-law. And Denise Williams, of course, the well-known musician who has had great hits for our national anthem. Championship game from Let's Hear It for the Boy to the Family Ties theme song to the national anthem here in the Tacoma Dome. I'm Trent Ling along with Steve Fisher. And Steve, we're short on time here as they're going to get ready to start here. But right away, I want to mention that you had a chance to talk to DJ Leroy and about playing in the Tacoma Dome so far away from home.
Well, obviously, he would like to play this game at home in Wisconsin in front of the hometown folks. But I asked him about, he has to be pleased that he is playing in a dome stadium in a controlled environment. Weather-wise, that just has to be an asset to his offense.
We're about to get underway as he's ready for this game. The Lutes are going to receive their first kickoff of the year as it's approached by Kevin Dietz and put high in the air. And we'll see who takes it. It's Pat Dorsey from his own 10-yard line. Fakes the handoff to Larson, runs it laterally. 15-yard line, steps up, a hold of the jersey and brought down to the 20-yard line on special teams. So we are underway here. Wisconsin, Stevens Point, and the Lutes. Jeff Polzer on defensive coverage on special teams to make the tackle on Pat Dorsey. And the Lutes come out to offense and start it up as we will take a look at the Lute offense here. But a flag is down here to start, Steve, and I think it's going to be against the Lutes.
It is against the Lutes. Looked like a clipping or a legal block at the back, and that'll back them up inside the 15, actually inside the 10-yard line. They'll place the ball right about the 7.
That Lute offense, of course, that offensive line, a 229-pound average. The left tackle, John Heller, the freshman. Tom Bomar, the center, is a freshman. The left guard, sophomore John Edmonds. That right side, Sam Curley, of course, the senior guard. And right tackle, John Skibble, just the freshman this season. Up to the line now comes quarterback Jeff Yarnell from his own 7-yard line. And now flags come flying. Looks like maybe encroachment over the front of the line. The rest of that Lute offense, left end, Mark Miller, the junior, 38 catches this year and 6 touchdowns. The right end, Mike Welk, with 52 catches and 13 touchdowns this season. And they're going to call offsides encroachment against Wisconsin Stevens Point here to give the Lutes now what should be a 1st-and-5 on the 5-yard penalty. In the backfield for the Lutes, senior halfback Pat Dorsey, 50 yards a game. Eric Krebs is freshman, or the junior fullback at 65 yards a game. And of course, Tom Napier, the junior, 185 pounds. He gets 60 yards a game as the Lutes have good balance in the backfield. Here's Yarnell on 1st down, handoff to Krebs. He carries across the 20 or the 15 yard line, and another flag has come down. And Steve, we've only had 2 plays, the kickoff and then the encroachment, and now this third play here, we've got our third flag down. It seems a little jittery out there to start.
It really does. The teams might be a little bit nervous, and it appears this flag penalty will be against Stevens Point. The first play from scrimmage, when the Wisconsin Stevens Point lineman jumped offside, he came out of the game. So obviously, coach is not happy.
Take a look at that pointer defense. They stay with the basic 4-3 defense, as DJ Leroy talked about. The Lutes have a 1st down and 10 now on their own 23-yard line on this first possession, which began moments ago on the PLU 13-yard line as we were just underway in this first quarter with 14:44 to play in the opening period. National championship game, and Yarnell back to pass, looks over the middle, throws it, complete to Welk, 25-yard line, 30, brought down 33-yard line. This crowd's going to go bananas today as they have filed in for this Sunday afternoon championship game, and the Lutes like to throw early against teams that are tough up front. At Wisconsin Stevens Point defensive line, 239-pound average, Craig Ewald, one of the left end, he's one of the two seniors on that defensive line. Right tackle Bill Kalegi is the other. He is a senior, 240 pounds. Kevin Dietz, the left tackle, a sophomore. Jay Downey, a sophomore at the right end position. Lutes come up on a first and 10 from their own 33-yard line, and Yarnell after that pass play to Mike Welk for a 10-yard completion. Yarnell checks off a screen pass to Napier, 35-yard line. He's quickly pursued and brought down. Verhagen came after him, the defensive back. That's Craig Verhagen, the freshman, the only freshman in that defensive backfield. He's along back there with Dan Dantoin, who is also the punter on this team. He's a senior, 190 pounds, has five interceptions this year. Verhagen, number two on the team in tackles. The right cornerback, Scott Nikolai, a junior at 165. The left corner, Tom Goggard, a sophomore at 175 and five interceptions this year. The screen pass to Napier goes for a couple yards. It's going to bring up a second down and about 7.5 for PLU from their own 35-yard line on this very first possession of the 1987 National Championship. Yarnell on a play action. He faked it to Dorsey and looks to throw. Left side angle. Got his man, but out of bounds. Trying to get Mark Miller at the 46-yard line, but he was out of bounds just a little bit. It'll go incomplete. Bring up a third down and 7. Take a look at the linebackers quickly for the Pointers. Brent Harder, a junior, 200 pounds. That's one of the outside linebackers. Bob Bostad, the other. He's the freshman at 217. He's number one in tackles on this team in his freshman season, and senior middle linebacker John Bouchard, a senior at 226, the linebacking core. 13:26 to play in this first quarter. Lutes with the first possession of the game, and they're set now for their fourth play as Yarnell looks over a third down and 7.5 situation from his own 35. Rolls out to the right side on a sprint out, throws it, got a completion. Welk, he's got a first down to the 45-yard line and quickly racked up. And the Lutes team needed that completion there, they would have had to punt, and I know that the Lutes usually try to bring the defense out to slow the opponent down. They've elected or have taken the kick for the first time this season. They got to make the most of it offensively.
They really do. They want to set the tone. Jeff Yarnell looks very good early passing the ball, and that time Wisconsin Stevens Point in more or less a zone defense, and we'll see how long they stay in that if Yarnell continues to have success.
PLU from its own 45-yard line. Krebs stays in the backfield. They run a slot formation, actually two double slot formation to the left side with Dorsey and Napier inside of Mark Miller, split out. Yarnell to throw. He had a completion, but it fell out of the hands of Mark Miller at the 44-yard line of Wisconsin Stevens Point, and it falls incomplete. It'll bring up a second and 10, and Miller really had that ball in his hands but took a shot from behind and dropped it.
He did. The safeties are taking a deep drop for Wisconsin Stevens Point, and we've seen Miller and Welk so far just drop right underneath the safeties about 10, 12 yards down the field. Yarnell put it on the money. Miller that time took a pretty good shot, but it was after the ball had arrived, he should have hung on to it.
Lutes offensively this season getting 190 yards through the air, 210 on the ground on average through the first 12 games this year. Wisconsin yields 200 through the air and 130 on the ground, so a better rush defense than a pass defense. Here's a drop play to Dorsey, 50-yard line, 45, breakaway, 40, 35, 30, 25, a man to beat, twist him up, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Lutes, and the crowd goes bananas in the first quarter. Goes 45 yards, make it 55 yards for a touchdown to start it off.
Draw play right up the middle that we have seen so often this season from PLU, and great blocking up front. Dorsey got into the middle of the field, broke to the far sidelines, and then made a nifty little cutback as he was being closed in on by the safety man who had the angle on him. Dorsey cut it back into the middle of the field and ran it in as he basically ran away from everybody. And as you said, Trent, on the far sideline, the fans are going nuts.
The Lutes take that opening possession, 87 yards. Here's Coleman for the conversion now. The ball is down. It is blocked. Coleman has his first PAT blocked of the year as it was down in good fashion, but he got it up, and it was blocked over the middle on special teams, Dan Dantoin. So we'll take a 30-second second break. 12:45 to play opening quarter. PLU 6 and Stevens Point nothing.
Russ Dunmire Oldsmobile, Mazda, and value-rated used cars, where selection is plentiful with GMAC and bank financing available. After you choose a Russ Dunmire Oldsmobile, Mazda, or value-rated used car, Russ Dunmire's award-winning service department will be there to take care of it in friendly South Tacoma. Russ Dunmire Oldsmobile, Mazda, and value-rated used cars. Call today, 473-2440.
473-2440. Russ Dunmire, Russ Dunmire, Russ Dunmire.
You're listening to PLU Football on AM 85, KTAC, Tacoma.
Trent Lang, Steve Fisher back at the Tacoma Dome. The Lutes have jumped out in front of Wisconsin. Stevens Point 6-0. They go 87 yards in 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Took 6 plays, and Pat Dorsey, who's nursing some very sore ribs, goes 55 yards from scrimmage to get the touchdown run on a beautifully executed draw play off the right side. However, Eric Coldham's extra point was blocked by Dan Dantoin, and the Lutes hold to that 6-0 lead. So a bit of the luster taken off there, Steve, by the blocked extra point, but the Lutes look very good offensively, and Dorsey doesn't seem to have trouble with those ribs here early.
Ribs are feeling fine, I'm sure, and Frosty just have to be elated with the offensive performance he saw in that first drive. Unusual that PLU got that kick blocked by men coming right up the middle. Usually they're pretty tough there, but that time, I'm sure Ralph Weekly not pleased.
Be interesting to see now how Coldham kicks off. They want to keep it away from Atron Kenny. He angles it deep, and it's going to be taken by Barry Rose. Rose comes out to his 10, the 15-yard line, 20-yard line, still up, 25, 30, 35. Cut down. Well, they've got a great kick return team, and they're going to say that Rose had his knees down somewhere around the 34-yard line, and that's where Stevens Point will start here, first and 10. It's first possession with 12 minutes and 39 seconds to play in this first quarter, and the Lutes in front 6-0. As we check the Lute defense, let's see right now. It's going to be Dan Wiersma in at one defensive end and Bruce Schmidt at the other. John Krall, John Wolf are suited, but apparently not healthy enough to start. Ken Byrne, Mike Kuiasosopo in the middle. No seniors on that defensive front for the Lutes. Kirk Baumgartner, the quarterback for Stevens Point, from his own 34, goes on a play action and wheels out of the right side. Sees some room. Now he's going to try to take it to the sideline. He's up to the 35-yard line, 40-yard line. Apparently stepped out of the 41 as he was being heavily pursued for a moment, but he got away from a tackle attempt as apparently the Lutes wanted to string him out, but they couldn't come up with him as he made it to the sideline and somehow got to the 41-yard line before stepping out.
That time, but he was looking for Atron Kenny, and that guy is awfully, awfully quick, and the thing you have to do is, if you're in the PLU secondary, keep him in front of you. Don't let him get it behind you, because that's when Wisconsin Stevens Point will get the big play.
Stevens Point with a second down and 4. Guy Kovacs on pursuit that last time. Couldn't quite get to Baumgartner before he got to the sideline. Now here's a pitch to Theo Blanco. He's hit by Kovacs and driven out of bounds at the 44-yard line, but he's close to a first down. I think it's going to be 3rd and inches, and now Mike Kuiasosopo is down around the 42-yard line. Let's take a look at the defense for the Lutes in the entirety. As the Lutes on that defensive line, we mentioned Dan Wiersma, the sophomore, at one defensive end. Bruce Schmidt at the other, the freshman. The tackles, Mike Kuiasosopo, who is down right now. He's a junior. Ken Byrne, the junior. They're the defensive tackles, a 224-pound average. The linebackers, Keith Crasson, runaway number one leader in tackles for the Lute team this season with over 100. Paul Maul may be in there most of the game. There was an injury, of course, to Rusty Eklund. He hurt his foot in a game last week, and he is not at all to play today as he's walking around on a cane. Guy Kovacs in there, who we've already seen, 195-pound sophomore, number 2 on the team in tackles. In the secondary, it'll be a lot of heat on Mike O'Donnell, the senior, who is certainly the tough one, and nobody likes to throw to Mike, but enough passes perhaps to go to round. And now Kuiasosopo actually being carried off the field. He's not even under his own power, and what a disappointment that's got to be as he gets a hand from this crowd. The rest of that defensive backfield for the Lutes, the other cornerback, Mike Cheney, the sophomore, 200 pounds, he's going to get a lot of heat today, if for no other reason than the fact that he's in for Sean Langston, and he, of course, the substitute, and they usually try to pick on the man who wasn't in there all season, though Cheney's been in there for the last 7, 8, 9 ball games. Scott Elson of the defensive backfield as well, the junior at 188, and Craig Mathiason, the senior with 10 interceptions this year, leading along with O'Donnell that defensive backfield for PLU. Baumgartner comes up on a 3rd down and 1. We'll see what they come up with here. See if Baumgartner tries to sneak it straight ahead. He tries. He stood up by Park Hill right at the 45, and I don't know if he got it, but he didn't need much, Steve. He only only needed about 6 inches, and if he got any surge at all, which I think he did, then he's going to have enough. But Parkhill stood him up pretty well at the line of scrimmage.
It's going to be awfully close. Of course, Parkhill just coming in for the injured Tui Asasopo, and looked like a pretty good spot by the officials if you were Lute. And it looks like the knee.
He looks short.
He looks real short. Yeah, nice play that time by Parkhill. Just beat the center right off the line of scrimmage and happened to go to his right, and that's the side that the quarterback, Bumgardner, decided to go to on the sneak, and they'll bring this chains out and take a look.
I don't think he's going to make it, judging from where the ball was. Now, apparently, he's going to.
Oh.
Boy, they had a bad spot on the sideline then because they had the ball right back at the 44-yard line where it was on the previous play, and they had him about 6 inches to a foot short, but apparently just enough for Baumgartner on the carry for a first down. So the Lutes leading 6-0 with 12:17 to play in this first quarter, and Kurt Baumgartner and company come up. Let's take a look at that offense. As quarterback Kurt Baumgartner likes to go to Atron Kenny, the senior, split in the backfield. Theo Blanco, who has already carried once in this game, and now Baumgartner is in shotgun formation as they run a double slot formation to the left side angle, and Baumgartner rolling out of the left on his own 40-yard line, going to keep it and run with it. 45-yard line, steps up to the 50 and gets away. He stays inbounds and brought out of bounds near PLU territory around the 49-yard line. And Steve, the Lutes over the few weeks in the playoffs have faced quarterbacks that like to run the football, but it looks like Baumgartner is not necessarily the option quarterback, but given the opportunity to run, if the Lutes cover so heavily in the secondary, he's going to take it.
He will. He's not shy about it. He had some room, and that time he was looking for Tweet, his wide receiver on the left side, double covered down deep on the sidelines by the Lutes, and Baumgartner decided to tuck it under, and both times he's done that, he's gotten good yardage.
11:23 to play. It's a second down and four from the 49-yard line of PLU. Instructions being yelled out as Baumgartner is in shotgun, and the crowd coming alive on the far side for the Lutes. Baumgartner throwing deep downfield and overthrows everybody. Boy, the Lutes want to make sure they don't give up the big play. Paul Josef mentioned that, and he overthrew Atron Kenny down to the 10-yard line by about 8 to 10 yards as Mike Cheney was there defensively all over him, and the Lutes are going to go to a lot of special double-team packages in that defensive backfield. The rest of the offense for the Pointers, that offensive line, a 251-pound average, and they're all seniors. Kim Syriac at the left tackle, left guard Ralph Radke, Derek Bone is the center, and he's been there all season. Bob Furlong, the right guard, and Greg Fitchum, the right tackle. All seniors on the offensive line. This is a big third down and four situation from the PLU 49-yard line. Baumgartner's still in shotgun formation, and he's back to pass. He steps up in the pocket. The Lutes get a rush on him, but he gets away. He's up to the 50-yard line, tries to cut it back. Making sure they don't allow the big plays, and Baumgartner finding room to run.
He did. He already has four carries for 15 yards, scrambling out of the pocket. John Wolf in now for the Lutes, and of course, he looked pretty good on that play as he got pressure on Baumgartner. We'll see how his knee holds up.
The split in Atron Kenny, the senior, with 65 catches this year. Theo Blanco at the halfback, 130 catches this year, and carries the ball about 10 times for a ball game as well. But this team likes to throw. First and 10 now. They stay out of the shotgun formation as going from left to right is Keith Majors, and here's a handoff on a drop play to Blanco. 35-yard line, 30, running room, 25. Cheney after him, can't get him. Elston brings him out of bounds inside the 20-yard line of the 14. Boy, almost deja vu with what the Lutes were able to do with Pat Dorsey on the draw play, and Theo Blanco carries it down to the 14-yard line. A big pickup of about 31 yards.
Lutes gambling that time. They came on a blitz with their linebackers, and it was a play right up the middle. As soon as Blanco got past the line of scrimmage, there was no linebackers there to help contain him, and he broke outside.
The tight end is Don Mayling, the sophomore, 212 pounds, 27 catches this year. The flanker, Jim Prince, 22 catches this year. He is a senior at 180 pounds, and now Wisconsin Stevens Point knocking on the door, trying to punch in a tying touchdown here as Baumgartner is in shotgun formation. The line of scrimmage is a 14-yard line. It should be a shootout today in the Dome. Back to pass, Baumgartner, plenty of time. Over the middle, got a completion of Blanco down to the 4-yard line. I think that's going to give Wisconsin a first and goal on the Lute 4-yard line as Blanco tucked in under the middle. He has 130 catches this year, and actually it may have been Kenny. It may have been Atron Kenny over the middle, and now an official's timeout call. They're going to measure for it as Wisconsin Stevens Point trying to answer to the Lute touchdown. And Steve, I suppose that both teams kind of expected this to be a high-scoring game, and so far each team has had one possession of moving the ball pretty well.
They have. I mean, there's no question in the coaches' minds that there are going to be some points put up on the board that this afternoon. afternoon. If you're TLU defense, you don't stop Wisconsin Stevens Point. You slow them down, and of course, TLU has the offense to run up the score.
Keith Majors is a fullback for the Stevens Point team. He's a senior at 194 pounds, carries it about 10 times per ball game, but he'll come out of the backfield and catch it as well. Mentioned Kirk Baumgartner, 350 yards passing per game. He's got 40 touchdowns passing this season. Of course, he's played 14 games, but that is a runaway record, and he's just 133 yards shy of passing for 5,000 yards this season coming into today's game. The ball is just short of a first down. He can almost waste it down. It's second and about a foot, and now movement on the offensive line, and that may cost Stevens Point as the Lutes were moving, but of course, the onus is on the offense to remain stationary, and the officials will sort it out, and if it's against Stevens Point, that could be costly because the Pointers had an opportunity to really waste it down on a second and about a foot from the POU 4-yard line, and apparently it's going to be against the Lutes on encroachment. So it's, well, now they're saying false start. It's against Stevens Point. They were moving the ball down to about the 2.5-yard line. Now they're bringing it back. These are Pac-10 officials today working the game, so we should get a pretty good officiated ball game.
That time, Baumgartner took a lot of time at the line of scrimmage. Don't know whether he was changing the play or just going with a long count. Second and short like that, I think you should go with a quick count when the defense is still bouncing around a little bit and get the first down, or gamble and try to pick up a big play.
It's second down and 5.5 now from the 9-yard line of POU, and Baumgartner in shotgun formation. The Lutes come after him. He's got time, though. Gets rid of it toward the end zone. Intercepted! Kovacs at the 5, out of the 10. Brought down there. Kovacs ducked under coverage as Baumgartner tried to go to Theo Blanco, and now a flag is down. And we'll see what that's about, but apparently it's going to be against Stevens Point for holding the Lutes decline, and Kovacs saves the day on the 5-yard line with a big interception. And Steve, Kirk Baumgartner is susceptible to that. He threw 29 interceptions this year, 5 last week. But of course, when you put the ball in the air like that, that's going to happen.
That's right. That's just part of the game they play, and really, when you look at the 29 interceptions, as much as they throw the ball, it's really not that bad. But boy, when you get down that close to scoring, that's when it really hurts. Luke that kind of time came on a blitz with Michael Cheney from the corner. Baumgartner rolled out to his right and overthrew, and Kovac stepped in.
Lutes come up to the line offensively, already leading in this game 6-0. Tom Bomar, the steady fixture at center, has the ball, and he'll give it to Yarnell here, and a quick pitch to Tom Napier on the right side. Takes the pitch at the 5 out of the 10, earns it up to the 15-yard line, 17-yard line. 7-yard gain for Tom Napier, and of course, it's so key when you're running the football to get good yardage on first down and put yourself in a good shape for a second and third down, and the Lutes saw that in their opponents the last 3 weeks, and now actually Napier picks up about 8 yards. It'll be second down and 2.
PLU has already shown Stevens Point a lot of different looks on offense so far, and we'll see if the trend continues, but Stevens Point may be having a problem with PLU's balance.
Lutes come up to the line working from the right hash mark. Mike Welks split out to the right side. Mark Miller split out to the left side, wide left as they're working from the right hash. Krebs stays in the backfield along with Dorsey, and Dorsey gets a drop play, and this time he gets tripped up right at the 17-yard line, and now a flag comes down. Dorsey, of course, on that drop play last time, went 55 yards for a touchdown, but a flag comes down, and he got tripped up right at the line of scrimmage, and had he not been tripped up, he would have had another open hole. But now the officials to sort out what the flag's all about. POU in front 6-0 with 8:29 to play in this opening quarter for the NAI Division II National Championship, and it's going to be against Stevens Point as the Lutes are going to have the ball moved up 15 yards, and it must have been a personal foul against Stevens Point after the play. A lot of the Lute crowd must have seen it because they were cheering after Dorsey. He had lost a couple yards on that carry.
In fact, one of the officials came over to DJ Leroy to talk to him, to explain to him just the flagrancy of the foul and what was seen in there, and DJ really didn't have any qualms about it and just nodded to the official.
Lutes come up with a first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Lutes are 3-4 in dome games, 3-2 against the University of Puget Sound, 0-2 in national championships coming in today. Here's a handoff to Napier. He works it to the inside, gets it out of the 34-yard line before he's cut down. A pickup of about 3 for Tom Napier. It'll bring up a second down and 7. This national championship broadcast is brought to you by Budget Car and Truck Rental, located at 100th and Lakeview. Open 7 days a week. Call Budget Car and Truck Rental anytime for reservations. The flags continue to fly, Steve. Now the Lutes have one called against them, And they'll move it back the other way as PLU has got holding somewhere on that line.
Holding call. As you mentioned, these are Pac-10 officials. Just wonder whether they're just a little bit stricter than what PLU and Wisconsin Stevens Point have had throughout the season.
8 minutes and counting in this first quarter. PLU in front 6-0. The first possession, the Lutes win 87 yards in a little over 2 minutes. Six plays to get the touchdown. Wisconsin Stevens Point took it from its own 34-yard line down to the Lutes 4-yard line. Sputtered with a penalty, and then Guy Kovacs on the interception. Yarnell now facing a big second down. Well, it's still first down and 20 now with the penalty. He gets a little screen past to Dorsey on the right side angle. Gets away from one man, 25-yard line, and cut down to the 28. Dorsey gets about seven of it back. It'll be second down and 13 coming up for the Lutes.
DJ Leroy, in speaking to him yesterday, mentioned the screens and the draws that PLU run so effectively. He's already gotten burned by the draw play one time, and that time Pointers played it pretty well on the screen. They got a lot of heat on Yarnell, more than he wanted on that play, and they pursued well to the sideline.
Approaching the 7 minute mark of this first quarter, Yarnell, who has an outstanding record over his career starts at PLU, is at quarterback and rolling out of the left side angle, looks over the middle, got a completion to Miller, close to a first down to the 42-yard line. It's going to be real close. It'll only be a third down anyway, and of course the Lutes will have another down to go for it, but the official doesn't even measure for it. He waves it on. A first down completion to Mark Miller of 13 yards, and Miller's experience showing there. He just got enough, so when he made the catch, he came down at the first down level.
Did a good job, went beyond the first down marker, came back for the ball, and once again, the Miller and Welkin both had good success just sitting right in underneath the last line of coverage for the Pointers, and they're giving them that right now, and Yarnell's going to pick them apart 10, 12 yards a crack if they keep doing that.
Lutes now run double flanker to the right side angle. Now Napier comes in motion from right to left, now goes back outward motion to the right side angle, and Yarnell on a straight drop back. Lob center screen over the middle, well, 50-yard line of Wisconsin, 45, 40-yard line. Boy, they worked that to perfection on the center screen, but a flag is down back at the PLU 45-yard line as Yarnell took a deep drop, and we'll see what the flag's all about as Yarnell comes up to ask the officials. Apparently, it's going to be against the Lutes, an ineligible man downfield. 6:15 to play in this first quarter.
One of the linemen apparently downfield on that play, as it was a middle screen. First time we've seen that middle screen all season, a new wrinkle that Frosty and Scott Weston have put in for this game. And the linemen just almost have to count for a moment and make sure the ball is caught before they get on downfield. That wasn't the case that time, and the officials called the penalty, and I think that's the seventh penalty we've now had here in the first quarter.
6:14 to play. Penalties have hurt both teams, and instead of the Lutes being down to the 40-yard line, Wisconsin Stevens Point, they have a first down and 15 yards to go from their own 38-yard line. Very vocal contingency of Stevens Point fans down below us. The Lutes on the far side here in the Tacoma Dome, and Yarnell back to pass on first and 15. A wobbly pass caught by Welk anyway at the 45-yard line. He got nailed by Dan D'Antoine and held on, and it was a wobbly pass, I think, deflected at the line of scrimmage, but complete down to the 48-yard line of PLU. It's going to bring up a second down at about 5. Great catch by Welk as he somehow held on to a wobbly pass.
That's Welk's third catch already this afternoon, and he caught all three of them just about in the same area. That time, the Pointers closed a little bit more quickly, a little tighter coverage, but still they're giving them that underneath stuff.
Welk just 5 catches away now from setting a season record for most catches by a PLU receiver. Now with 55, the record 59 held by Randy Hamlin set in 1983 when the Lutes were also in the title game. And now Dorsey is a slot to the left side angle. A quick pitch to Napier, running room. He's going to get a first down to the 45-yard line of Stevens Point. He's drug out of bounds. Napier wanted a little bit more running room than that, but the sidelines ran him right in front of the Lute bench. He ran out of room and had to cut it back. And at the 46-yard line, he goes out of bounds to first and 10. 46-yard line of Stevens Point as the Lutes will have the ninth play of this drive coming up.
Quick pitch that time to the short side of the field, and Napier, a speedy little back, he gets out there quick, and really not very good pursuit that time by Stephen Corn as Yarnell just opened up and pitched it to Napier.
Yarnell comes up to look over the situation. He working from the 46-yard line of Stevens Point, looks right, looks left, and ready to go. The senior quarterback gives it handoff straight ahead. Eric Krebs in running room. He carries the pile down to the 40-yard line. Krebs, who's only 5'7", carries the entire pile down there. And the Lutes now with 9 first downs in this first quarter compared to Stevens Point's three.
Nice job that time in the middle of the interior line for the Lutes. John Edmonds, Tom Bomar, Sam Curley, left guard, the right guard, all doing a job right there. It just blowing the people off the line of scrimmage.
Lutes really controlling the ball here. This possession began on their own 10-yard line with 9:17 to play. They've almost worked 5 minutes off the clock, and now from the Wisconsin Stevens Point 40-yard line after the big gain by Krebs of 7 yards, and Yarnell is caught in the backfield and brought down. Boy, John Edmonds couldn't keep that defensive end off him, and quickly getting in there to bring Yarnell down was Jay Downey, the sophomore right end, and he was there in a hurry. Yarnell just turned, looked around, and was brought down and almost had a face mask in there, but a big loss. They lose all what Krebs gained and a couple more. It's going to be third down and 12 from the Wisconsin 48-yard line. So that was a nice play by Downey to get in there in a hurry. They needed to get some sort of pressure on Jeff Yarnell, as the Lutes have had it their way here early, and now Yarnell wants a timeout on a third and 12. He wants to talk about it. We'll take a 60-second break. 3:55 to play. It's the NAIA Division II National Championship. PLU 6, Wisconsin Stevens Point, nothing. Turtling, Steve Fisher back at the Tacoma Dome. 3:55 to play, first quarter. Lutes in front, 6-0 over Stevens Point of Wisconsin. And the Lutes having called a timeout to get ready for this big third down and 12 play from the Wisconsin Stevens Point 48-yard line. Yarnell wanted to talk to Frosty Westerine about it. We'll see what the Lutes concocted offensively as they send a flanker to the left side. That is Dorsey. Now Napier goes in motion, and Yarnell back to pass on a sprint out. Looks, throws, not a lot of time, and he underthrows Dorsey. Had to get rid of it in a hurry as Yarnell took a shot in that backfield. Quickly, Craig Ewald got in there, and he just underthrew Dorsey by quite a bit, but he made it wide enough on that sideline, Steve, so it wouldn't be intercepted, and now Craig Mathias going to come on for the first punt of the game.
Here's some official statistics so far in the first quarter with 3:50 remaining. First down, PLU 9, Stevens Point 3. Total yards, PLU 124, Stevens Point 61.
Deep is Theo Blanco from his own 15-yard line. He returns punts at about 7 yards per run back. And Mathiasen from his own 40 barely gets it away in a coffin corner dandy. Takes the bounce at the 5, goes out of bounds inside the 5, and the official says 4-yard line. Craig Mathiasen coffin corners it, and now a flag is down in the backfield where the Lutes punted it. We'll see what that's about, but what a punt by Mathiasen. Regardless of what the flag is called, it's going to be against Stevens Point anyway, and I'm sure the Lutes will decline it. It's going to be a roughing the kicker against Stevens Point, and that could actually cost them here on a personal foul. But what a punt by Mathiasen. Awfully tough on artificial turf, and we could see it all along that it was going to be a dandy kick. It took the bounce on the artificial turf and went right out at the 4.
Nice spiraling kick, and that time Mathiasen, as soon as he kicked.
Now the Lutes may have the ball offensively here.
They do.
They're going to nullify the punt to get the ball back, and the Lutes will have it on the 32-yard line.
Mathiasen knew as soon as he booted it, got knocked down. He came up looking for the flag, and the official was right on it. Mathiasen was jumping up and down as he was running down the field to tell his teammates.
Large oversight on my part. It's a 15-yard penalty. The Lutes have it on the pointer 32-yard line as Mathiasen got roughed up. So they'll nullify the great punt by Mathiasen and take it from the pointer 32-yard line for the 12th play of this drive as it continues via penalty. Back to pass as Yarnell looks over the middle, airs it out, and overthrows Mike Welcome at right side angle. He was covered pretty well there by Tom Goggart, the sophomore defensive back at his left corner spot. Incomplete pass, 3:37 to play, opening quarter, and the Lutes in front 6-0. And the Lutes have had 13 plays on this drive, which began on their own 10, and it began about 5 minutes 40 seconds ago.
Yarnell getting some heat from the outside, from the left end. Craig Ewald, 225-pound senior, forced Yarnell to maybe let go of that ball just a split second sooner than he wanted to.
Yarnell now on a 2nd and 10 from the 32-yard line of Stevens Point. Looks over the situation. Standard 3-4 defense set up by the pointers, and now a reverse. It goes to Dorsey. He gets it from Napier. Tries to cut it back and dives it into the 30-yard line, but no more than that. It was slow in developing, and for a moment it looked like Dorsey might have some running room, but it closed quickly. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 7 after the 3-yard gain.
That inside reverse we've seen a number of times, especially throughout the playoffs, and that time it looked like Dorsey, as you said, it looked like Dorsey was going to have lots of room on the far side, but Stevens Point pursued well and shut things down for only about a 3-yard gain.
This Tacoma Dome holds 19,106 people. They were expecting averaging between 5 and 6,000 today, and I think we may have that. We'll have official figures later. Right now, the Lutes on a third down and seven, and Yarnell back to pass, rolling out behind his own 35-yard line, steps up, pocket closes. He gets kneeled from behind. I think he held on to the ball as he's brought down to the 35-yard line. Boy, he couldn't find anyone open, but nailing him quickly was Jay Downey, who had, of course, hit Yarnell before as well. And that right defensive end, Downey, the sophomore, really made Yarnell pay there. And it's amazing that Jeff was able to hold on to the football at the 35-yard line. And Eric Coldham comes onto the field for what would be a 52-yard field goal. But, Steve, we were marveling as Coldham nailed a couple from 55 with plenty room to spare here in pregame warm-up.
That we were. He looked awfully good in the pregame warm-ups. And as you said, 55 yards out, he was doing awfully well, and he was...
Here it is, Yarnell to hold for a 52-yard field goal attempt. He had an extra point block moments ago. The kick is up, and it is on its way and a little bit short. Boy, the Pointers hold once again. As Coldham a little bit short from 52, it went about 48, and of course there's a major difference between kicking in warm-up and kicking in a game, but the fact that Coldham can kick it from that distance is why Frosty Westring allowed him to go for what would have been his longest field goal of the year. But the Pointers hold and have it first and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
Once again, the Pointers got pretty good line surge right up the middle, made things interesting as far as a possible block. PLU's going to have to shore that up.
From the 35-yard line. This is only the second possession for the Pointers. We have 2 minutes to play in this first quarter. Baumgartner threw an interception to terminate the last one. Over the middle pass, wide open completion to the 45-yard line of PLU and brought down to the 40-yard line. Nice little slant in pattern to Don Mayling. The tight end gets his first reception. He's not one of their big receivers, but with 27 catches this year, certainly a formidable man to watch as he gets a couple of catches per game, and that picks up a big 25-yard gain down to the PLU 40-yard line.
That time, Mayling stuck right in behind O'Donnell, a mix-up in the Lutes secondary. As O'Donnell was headed to the flat, Mayling came right down the middle, and Baumgartner hit him.
Lutes going with just two linebackers, Guy Kovacs, Keith Krassen, and five defensive backs as Brian Larson is in there defensively. He's the fifth man. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Theo Blanco off the right tackle. He gets it to the 35-yard line, down to the PLU 32. Pickup of 8 yards for Theo Blanco. He'll bring up a second down at about two. Well, now they're going to say three, so give Blanco seven on the carry as now Wade Gorin comes in to replace Dave Parkhill as the Lutes Paul Hostess shuttling people in and out of that defensive line with a minute six and counting to play in this first quarter, and PLU in front by a 6-0 count.
A lot of talk about the Pointers' offensive show through the air, but actually they ran the ball 43 times last week, so they do balance it out quite a bit.
And they want a timeout. We'll do the same. National Championship NAI Division 2. 57 seconds to play first quarter. We take 60. PLU 6, Wisconsin Stevens Point, nothing.
Put up display at Megafoods and then cart home the groceries with 7-Up, Megafoods, and 85 KTAC.
57 seconds to play in this first quarter. PLU in front of Stevens Point, 6-0. The Pointers call their first timeout offensively from the PLU 33-yard line. They face a second down and three, and not wanting to bungle an opportunity to get in the end zone like they did last time. And Baumgartner, straight formation, back to pass. Heavy rush, Wolf gets him, but Mayling makes the catch. 30-yard line, 27, and brought down. Boy, John Wolf defensively put some heat on Baumgartner, but somehow he got it to Don Mayling, the tight end, enough for a first down to the 26-yard line. And what a moment that was, as John Wolf, who's playing on that bad knee that has kept him out all of the playoff games, somehow came up with a heavy rush from that defensive end spot.
Baumgartner showing some athletic ability. If that's NFL rules, he's in the grass. That's how close it was to it being a sack. Nice play that time by John Wolf. Nice ability that time by Baumgartner to find his receiver.
Kirk comes up now with a first and 10 from the PLU 26-yard line. Sends a man in motion. That's Blanco, and back to pass. They pick up the blitz, and over the middle he throws it. Overthrows in the end zone. He tried to go for six, but just couldn't find his man as he overthrows Steve Tweet, the wide receiver who just came into the game. tweet the senior, but overthrew him as the Lutes' Craig Mathiasen with good coverage.
That's about the third time we've seen the Lutes in man-to-man coverage with receivers going across the middle. You're asking a lot of them, especially when you get Atron Kenny, who can just really burn it speed-wise, but the Lutes have been right there step for step so far.
Just as there are times you have to blitz, there are times you have to string them out there man-to-man. And the Lutes, of course, have been up to the challenge so far here early. It's the second and 10 from the 26-yard line of the Lutes. Stevens Point quarterback Kirk Baumgartner in shotgun. Throws slant in. He's got his man 15-yard line. Brian Larson makes the tackle quickly on Atron Kenny. But it's enough for a first down, a 12-yard pickup. And now from the PLU 14, it'll be first and 10 once again as Stevens Point took this ball from its own 35-yard line and has now run it down to the PLU 14. But the Lutes, of course, held Stevens Point out of the end zone last time the Pointers got this close on a Guy Kovacs interception.
Larson that time giving Kenny some room underneath, respecting his speed. That time a simple slant-in pattern. Baumgartner put it right on the button.
We're going to come to the end of the first quarter. The Pointers already headed to the other end of the field, and they'll try to work their offense from the right to the left as we come back. We're at the end of one quarter. Let's take a 60-second timeout. End of one in the NAIA Division II national title game, PLU 6, Wisconsin Stevens Point, nothing.